Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
So I always wondered what the word wife meant. Turns out it's washing, ironing, fucking, and et cetera.
What's in the et cetera? That's what I want to know.
I feel like that would have been a joke that Jackie Gleason is talking with the writer's room in Honeymoon. He's like, no, we can't do this one.
They said, we
it's
can't
too
say
much.
Fuck, yes.
This feels older.
Before we get to that, though, because we're going to talk about it, I feel like it's more important. Y'all, we need to apologize about something. Yes, we did not realize it was a camel toe tattoo during the episode.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, we did not realize that. And y'all,
I've answered so many DMs.
Came at us in droves.
And like,
I get it now. It's kind of funny.
As soon as, let me tell you about the process of how this worked for me. I'm sure this is the same thing for you.
It's just so ridiculous.
The first time we got it, I was like, oh, camel toe, that makes sense. Then when about those 10 DMs later, it's like, y'all, camel toe. And I'm kind of like, boy, it was kind of dumb that I didn't realize that.
It's pretty obvious.
By 20 DMs later, I started to resent the fact that there was even something called a camel toe tattoo. And 20 other DMs later, I started hating the word camel toe tattoo.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, though, in our defense, how often do we deal with camel toe?
That's true.
We're pretty gay men.
It's also a really corny, dumb joke.
I haven't really heard the phrase since high school.
I've heard it.
I mean, I've heard it here, but like, yeah. That I remember someone saying in high school, or maybe even college, and I was like, what is that? Clearly, I don't know.
Clearly, it went above our heads.
Went above our heads.
Just like Jordan's, which if you listen to the Lalu podcast, don't send me any more things. I was wrong.
Apologize again on the Lalu.
I know.
Because they'll have to hear
I know.
It.
I know. I wonder if this is just an occurrence now.
Maybe we should have like just a Google document instead of people when we completely miss something, they'll just, I don't, or there's a way that we can get, can we just put a Batman spotlight in the sky?
Hey, we get it. I don't know what time you're listening to this. Heard it. Got it. Check mark. Yeah. Or something.
We
or
also
on social
know
media
can sing.
Yes.
Y'all sent us that many times.
A lot of people did send me that. I only listened to it twice, and that was enough.
That was enough.
And again, it's not bad.
No,
it's not bad.
I was impressed, actually. I was surprised.
It's very American Idol
but
meets The Voice meets Disney Channel audition.
I guess there was a quality, though, that surprised me.
Yeah. That was, someone said, she modulates a little bit here and there. I'm like, that's a kind way to put it. But yeah. Also, it's I will say, in her defense, it is very hard to do an a cappella audition.
It is.
And it's, especially in a song where there are already a lot of runs and you're yep. trying to copy other people's runs. Anyway.
I hope the Phantom of Tampa gets his wish and that Libby gets her studio. Oh, wait. Well, she's having a baby. Never mind.
Yeah, I think that's the new baby's
career.
Room.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And you know she's going to have to raise that because I love Andre, but you know he probably won't do shit with the new baby.
He was house
Actually,
husband.
Let me. He was house husband.
He was stay-at-home dad.
I just assume now that they have an older daughter, though, he's going to be in charge. A lot of parents divide and conquer.
Oh, okay. I'm tired
just thinking about it.
Because she was working. She was working for the slumlord father.
Working for the slumlord yeah. father.
Yeah. So maybe they have actual childcare now.
Y'all, I know some of you aren't watching Hey because a lot of you are over it. We enjoyed it more than we thought.
We did.
For now. That's going to change. But for right now, we enjoyed it more than we thought.
If anything, just to make fun of the people.
Speaking of Tampa, y'all, maybe we'll see the Phantom of Tampa. We won't. They're not going to show up. But we've added a new
night.
Why
do you call him the Phantom of Tampa?
Because that's where they live.
I know they live, but why the Phantom?
Because he keeps going, it's for Libby to sing.
I need her to be led to that one. Sorry, I
put that on the list.
I didn't get that.
We added another
Studios
show to our...
across the hall.
Yeah, we added another show to our Tampas, y'all. All right, we have another night on Saturday. That means we're doing a Friday and a Saturday night. As we've said before, it's different shows, same hoes.
And I'm giving you up two birthday nights I could be fucking.
Yeah.
So you better be there.
That's true. It's Poodle's birthday weekend because his birthday's on the 13th. So we're celebrating his 50th in Tampa.
I swear to God. I'm never revealing my true age. Because it would be in the hundreds because of the elixir that I drank long ago.
All the children's souls.
Yes.
So anyway.
All the times people would wish into a mirror.
All the tickets for all our venues are on sale. You can go to our Linktree link in our Instagram or in our TikTok and get your tickets.
Good. You did that. We did it.
We did it. They're all done.
Now we just have to get people to come to them.
Now, hopefully, they'll come. If not...
We got to start planning those tours.
Yeah, we really do. We really do.
I got to start buying costumes.
No. Oh! No. We can't go crazy.
Oh, I wonder if Nozama has a slutty costume of the week for
We've
me.
We've already been to these cities. We already had costumes and things, so we already did it once.
I have to go bigger and better than
we
before.
We could just do a normal show this time.
Negatory. No.
Ronnie
Never
and Ben
normal.
Just walk up and wave to people. Can't we do
well,
that?
That's good for them. It has to be a spectacle.
We won't make any money on these shows because y'all, you don't realize how much he spends on wigs and shitty
that's
costumes.
That's not true.
Shitty costumes.
I never pay above $30.
But when you buy seven wigs because you don't know which wig to wear.
I returned them. Maybe.
They're sitting in the corner. Anyway.
And they are beautiful.
This is what... Y'all, this is episode 6 of season 1. Just
of
please...
Of UK!
Just please don't embarrass me. What Poodle used to say to his mother Poodle anytime she walked back in to speak to the manager.
Anytime we were in a fast food restaurant and we didn't get our food immediately. Please don't embarrass me. Please don't make a scene.
She did.
Ooh. I'd hear her go, caw! And then I just wait for Mount Mother Poodle to erupt. She'd start going,
especially if they were helping other people and she had to wait.
Oh, the worst. She'd look at her receipt, just staring at it, like, I paid for this.
Does she look down at her receipt and then look around to see if anybody else is looking at her exasperated?
And to see how, if anybody else is angry.
I know that because you
do
the same thing.
I do that. because I'm looking around to see if anybody's with me.
I've seen literally, yeah, you wanted to get like
I
a
need
group,
to get like an army.
A mob.
I need to start picking up rocks.
Poodle is literally at the Spectrum store, looked around and said, does anybody think this is ridiculous? Anyone else? And everybody just,
who's with me?
And everybody just stands there going, I just want to go back for my lunch break.
David, grab that burning torch. Let's burn this fucker down.
That's Poodle.
I want to destroy all places with groups. I want to get everyone involved, and I want to get what we want by force. What's wrong with that?
A lot of things, but I don't have time for that. Just going to let you.
Yeah, mob rule for me.
Maybe
I would have been fun at the insurrection.
Yeah. You're going to see that one day when the podcast ends, because Poodle is either had to have left the country.
Yeah, something's going to be wrong. Yeah, I'm going to do something wrong.
Y'all aren't even going to know that it ends. The podcast will just stop. Not even a goodbye episode.
Nope. It'll be that quick.
Yeah.
Like a thief in the night.
Like an Irish goodbye of podcasting.
Yep. We'll say anyway, see you next week.
Now, I'm excited too this episode because I finally get to use my Scottish accent. I'm a gay from Scotland.
This is the only time
where
it's somewhat accurate.
Yes.
Although it's way too thick.
I like the dicky. I like the dicky.
Because his Perth accent isn't as strong as yours.
I don't know what you're talking about. It sounds the same to me.
You do that, we should talk about Richard and Kathleen.
Yes, we only have four couples. We didn't have some, so. But don't worry, y'all. There was still a lot of bullshit. It's a good episode.
Yeah,
I'm still enjoying it.
I wish I knew
how many episodes there were.
Yeah,
I have no idea of where we're going.
I don't feel like any arc is starting to stop yet.
I feel like we're at sea, untethered.
And I think that's what upsets me a little bit. There's no arcs that I feel like are starting. I think Emma's arc is going to go south in probably another episode.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
She burned bright and quickly. The older woman, too, who calls herself the MILF with the boy toy, that I don't think we're ever going
to
see him.
Oh, I'm already looking forward to her talking to her friend next week.
Yeah.
They show the
video. Friend's like, 40 years!
40 years! This also reminds me, because I meant to say, we should forget, y'all, this doesn't happen a lot. We have a neck and neck by Curious Poll.
Oh!
And this episode drops on Friday morning, so you haven't. It's
Saturday morning. No, we're recording it on Saturday.
The Night of Day UK.
Oh, this drops on Friday morning.
So we have till Friday night. When is it again?
Friday at 12. So you've got like 2 more hours if you haven't voted.
Okay. So this will drop in the morning. If you haven't voted for the Bi Curious episode between Indian matchmaking or
inmate to roommate.
If
you want to vote for Cosmic Love, you can, but it ain't going to win.
It ain't going to win.
Yeah.
But I mean,
it's the Ross Perot of this. It's taking votes away from others. No one knows what I'm talking about.
You and your dated references lately. Your references are so dated.
That's the first Ross Perot reference and not the last.
Not the last.
People who were alive during that election just spit out their coffee.
Well, because of Dana Carvey, honestly. His Ross Perot was chef's kiss.
Can I finish?
I think the last time I looked, literally, it only separated by like 15 votes.
Yes, it is a nail biter.
We haven't had a runoff. It's like the Kentucky Derby. Kentucky Derby.
That's like
Kentucky Derby.
What was it that you could not say? Purse close little friend. Yes. A very purse close little friend of mine.
I will have you. People want that on a T-shirt.
It starts to sound normal. A very purse close little friend of mine.
True. Somebody so close, purse, you put in your purse.
Personal friend.
They go purse first. Anyway, y'all, so I just want to do that.
We need to start the show.
So, yes. Let's keep talking about.
This is bullshit.
We're about Scottish
so much.
Guy. All right. But let's talk about Richard and Kathleen, shall we?
Yeah.
So.
Staying with her family.
Yeah. It didn't. They're staying with his family. I don't know. Maybe he is in real life. It doesn't seem like Richard is very aware of his surroundings.
No.
Because he, honestly, he kind of acts like an American to me in this.
He's the worst of America in a way. And I think the kind of blowhard mentality.
And the kind of, yeah. I say that American meaning like, I can.
So outspoken.
I can just make everything like America.
Garbage
here.
Will come out of my mouth and no one will judge me for it.
We usually see that. At least the British people I know in my own personal life are usually more sensitive to
other cultures. Oh, there's plenty. You know good ones. Because there's plenty of Brits who are like this.
Okay. So, anyway, yeah.
Trust me.
Kathleen's saying, poor Kath, I think she's so sweet.
I like her.
And she's saying, just don't be so loud. You know, it's good to see your partner for who they are, because she doesn't say, don't get drunk.
Yeah.
She instead says, don't get so loud when you get drunk, because she already knows he's going to get drunk in front of her parents.
Yeah. The other thing.
Compromise.
And in Richard's, I love these moments because Richard's one of those people who, if someone is there to catch him talking and to be on and to really tie one on conversationally wise, he will keep going. And the producers and everybody loves that.
They do.
They know this is a gold mine of bullshit.
Because eventually, y'all, when someone starts talking enough, eventually it's going to be some bullshit that comes out of their mouth.
And
we should know.
And he's saying this stuff to be prickly.
Be prickly. And I think in his mind, which he is, he wants to be entertaining.
He does.
He's a showman.
And this is the way he thinks it is.
Show must go on!
Do I think...
I hate that song.
I don't know that song.
You don't know that? The show must go on! It's from a musical, I think. The show must go on.
Isn't I don't
it
know.
From like Jekyll and Hyde or something like that?
I don't know. The
or
show
the
must
Secret
go
Garden?
On? It's not from The Secret Garden.
No, come on. Really?
Why don't you look it up while we're doing this?
Okay.
I can feel your judgment from here, though.
Not judgment, just surprise.
You look it up. I don't know the
it's not. You know why I'm thinking it's from a musical? Because I had to listen to it on that fucking Queen musical. It's a song by Queen.
Oh.
But y'all, don't ever go to the Queen musical.
What's the name of it? I know what you're talking about. People are screaming. It's one of the We Will Rock You.
It's the worst
no,
piece
it's,
of shit I've ever seen on
you're,
stage.
You're saying that for, hopefully, the Brits who are listening, that played for years and years there.
Y'all, it is a terrible musical.
Because y'all got no taste in musicals. I'm sorry to say it, but...
Uh-oh. Whoa! Okay, that's a poodle thing. That's not coming from me.
It's Poodle's West End Corner.
Poodle's West End Corner. I'm completely throwing you out to sea by yourself.
I'm sorry, y'all.
One.
Blood Brothers, how long did that run? It's still running, I'm sure.
The next thing you're going to say is you think Cameron McIntosh is a nincompoop.
Don't get me started on Cameron McIntosh. Got a lot of trans friends.
Poodle's West End Corner.
You know what? I shouldn't say that. I should say sometimes the West End goers have questionable taste. Is that a better way to say it?
I'm just letting you do this by yourself. Aunt Peggy says I'm giving you some long and rope.
I'm going to get in trouble. I'm sorry. I still stand by Blood Brothers being a terrible show, and it's ridiculous that it went on for so long. But I know why it did, because it's all about class, and it resonates with so many Brits. I get it, but the show itself, Marilyn Monroe. Have you ever seen Blood Brothers?
No.
Oh.
Because I've heard it's terrible.
Scariest moment is in the end when they use actual live gunshots. Because I remember when I saw it when we went to London when I was in my sophomore year, I, of course, even though they told us there were going to be gunshots, I, of course, freaked the fuck out. Like, oh! Where are we?
You probably screamed at the cannons in Les Mis.
Where are we?
We're talking about Richard and Kathleen. So
God, this is gonna be a long show.
So Kathleen, so they're Richard. He's like, I'm feeling nervous. He said because he's concerned about getting his. It's a very different area of town that they're in.
Yeah.
So he's definitely having a
a very Big Ed moment.
I was gonna say, but he's handling it actually better than Big Ed.
Oh yeah, anyone did. It's so hot here.
Oh God,
it's a rat.
Anyway, Bette shows up.
I liked it when he did say, "Previously, Kathleen's dad did think I could be a potential sex tourist."
Let's hope we remedy that.
I could see that because you give off that vibe.
You give off that vibe, Richard. Yeah. You do. You do.
So. The father is very stoic. The mattress is coming in. Is it going to fit? Is the mattress going to fit? No.
No, it's not going to fit. So they had to put them up in bunk beds. It's fine.
A measuring tape would have helped. And
I'm thinking this segment, I'm like, okay, he's a little awkward, but this is going well. This seems to be going fine. Then we go
meet
the friend. Let's go meet the friend.
Best friend, Jen.
Wow.
We're going to be a power couple.
This is...
I hate that term. I don't know what it means. And people say it and they think they know what it means.
I think it means different things for different people, to be honest. Some people think it means they're Jay-Z and Beyonce. Some people think it means they're Bill and Melinda Gates, but they're divorced.
So it just means... someone important.
Some other people think it's that a power couple is being Jessica Simpson and Tony Roma.
I think it's Rome. That's Tony Romo's is the steakhouse or the Italian place.
Is he? It's Tony Roma, right?
I think Tony Roma.
We don't know.
Are they still married?
Are they not? Hashtag sports. I don't know. Anyway.
I don't give a shit.
But I'm agreeing with you because I think it doesn't have a lot of meaning anymore because it's different for different people. Or some people, a power couple might be like Bill Smith and Jan Smith, the co-band directors at your local high school. Whatever you
now
want.
Now, see, that's kind of a power couple.
That's kind of a power couple.
Because they're kind of like in charge of the band department.
See, that's what it means to you.
I think it's such an empty phrase. And it also always means we're going to be better than everybody else.
I feel it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of that.
I will say that what is important about that whole sentence, Richard said before that, I want to be a power couple. Before that, he said, it matters to me that everyone around us loves us. And I went,
that's interesting.
For someone who's concerned about other people liking them, I don't feel like you make an effort. And meaning, in fact, I feel like Richard takes the stance of, I am who I am, and if you don't like it, fuck off.
That's exactly what he thinks.
That's the vibe he gives off. Yeah. That's not someone who wants everyone to like him.
So you think he's talking out of both sides of his mouth here to be provocative?
I do.
I could see that.
I do.
Yeah, that does explain some of the behavior that you think he's. It's very troglodyte behavior that he's saying these things. Like, because you guys... however misogynist you are, these are not microaggressions. These are macroaggressions.
These are aggressions.
Yes.
Yes.
These are not slightly misogynist undertones.
No.
These are overtones.
Like, I thought he was going to walk in with a caveman club.
And just
with
club her and drag her.
Yes, exactly.
Because, and here's the thing. Yes, you can talk that way these days, but not many places.
Not many places.
And I even doubt that where he's from, you can talk that way.
No.
So I think all this is amped up for being a big persona. Do I think it's right to talk that way? No. Do I think he should get a free pass for talking that way? No.
But
he's still shitty.
Also, Kathleen doesn't act like it bothers her that he talks that way. And she's the one in a relationship with him.
Right. And she's the one who says, she keeps saying, we need to share things. We need to find a way to be a partnership. And the friend says, she's like, what if I'm tired for working? And she's like, you can do it the next day. It's fine. The friend's like, well, I just don't want you to treat her as a slave. And Richard says, she's not going to be a slave at all.
And I thought, if you actually have to tell your friend's boyfriend,
no, it's not a good place to be.
Don't make my friend a slave. That might be a relationship you question.
I'd rather you not indenture my friend into slavery.
Yes. That's not, if you have to start there.
I agree. I think you've got bigger issues.
I think that's a red flag. I don't know if we're ever going to see her. That's it with this end game of the show. Are we seeing her come over?
I don't know.
Is that going to be season two? Is that what they're, because I think it has been renewed for season two already.
I'm not sure.
I'm almost positive it has been.
I think they have very few problems.
I think so too. But I bet you when she gets to the UK, she's going to give him more shit than
she will.
He thinks.
She will.
She's not a pushover.
Yeah. Either they have few problems, or a lot of this is massage to think that that he's being, we're gonna see her get so fed up with it that she's not going to go back with him.
And I don't think she is. The difference is, I'd like to make, is the difference of Bilal and Shida. Shida did marry Bilal, and Shida has accepted that behavior. However, Shida never, she has always fought against Bilal's behavior and the yes. things he said. Kathleen's not doing that. So that's where I want to say, like, yes, it bothers us personally.
Yeah.
But also, I look at, if it's not a problem in your relationship.
Yeah. We can't make her feel a certain way about anything. Yeah.
Because we don't know fully, at least as Americans, if you're watching this and you're from the Philippines, then obviously you can have a more textured opinion than we have about this.
So he basically says, well, there's jobs that girls like to do and jobs that boys like to do.
That, like, actually bothered me more than anything. Things. More than the wife thing, that yeah. actually, I went, fuck off!
It does feel like we are, we're like in primer school in the 40s.
Like boys
40s.
Work on tractors.
Yeah.
And girls work in sewing houses.
Right. Wow.
I don't even know what they're called.
Sewing houses?
I don't know. Sweatshop, more like it.
It's bad.
Millwork.
So, again.
Millwork ain't easy.
Oh, what a sad song.
It's sad.
Oh.
For the rest of my life. That sounded nice.
Thank you. So, God, I'll never forget when I did that with my students with autism class. And the girl, and I said, really feel it down. And I said, if you need to feel something, lift your arm up. And she did it. And at one point, she was the dress rehearsal, and she like screamed it. Her face was so active. And then at one point in the performance, she was like nothing in her face but the rest of my life. But bitch threw up her arm. So it worked for me.
There you go. You still cried.
I still cried.
You still cried.
God, I working with anyone on the spectrum, you guys, you never know what you're going to get from day to day, and that's what makes it interesting.
That's actually a segue to because we don't know what we're going to get from Richard. Now, I will say, y'all, we've got chicken feet. It's made a comeback.
This is involved in voodoo.
That drama between them is between Chantel and Pedro. Is next level.
Oh yeah, it's.
Did you hear that she took $295,000 out of the bank account? But this is happening on the show.
Yeah, it happened. It happened when they filmed it. Yeah.
And now people say that they think she's dating Drake.
Drake slid into her DMs
because Drake has talked about he's a fan of 90 Day Fiance. Yeah. But then I want to say, wait a minute.
He's fucking around with his work friends though.
But I'm like,
work female friends.
I think they're both cheating on. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm like, wait a minute. You watched the show,
and you still want to date Chantel?
I know. Like, she is pretty.
She's gorgeous and built like a brick. But like, you heard her talk.
Yeah, you seen that like totally tight jaw.
Like, you see that she can't really smile.
All I know is, like, I can't believe Bill Cosby might have been right this whole time about Pedro.
Do you think
he was here to harvest the American dollar?
I don't think he was. I think he really did love her.
I do too,
but we never watched Family Chantel, so we.
I think it cooled right I think it probably cooled.
When he had to sign a prenup at his wedding?
No. I think it was sometime when he started working.
Probably, yeah.
Like as a real estate agent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not a good judge of their relationship,
Kathleen
though.
Kathleen cooks a chicken feet.
Chicken intestine. All the parts.
And unlike
Larry.
Unlike Larry.
And anybody. Or Caddy.
Caddy. Yep. Richard eats it.
And he's like, I prefer the breast or wings, but, you know, it's fine. He gives crosses to the family and gives her booty shorts. I don't know what the point of this was.
I don't know what the point of this was either. And why you would... That's what...
Demand her to put it on?
That's what's a little... Is it... I don't know if the word is masochistic, but that's a little troubling about Richard is that it's almost like he's... I don't know if he means to, but it's like he wants to either not shame her, but kind of make her a sexual object. It's like Richard is that guy that even if he wasn't going to be a sexual tourist, if you said that about him, he's going to push that envelope for you
to think
that about him. He can't. Richard is your child who keeps touching the hot iron.
That was me.
Even though your mother said not to touch it,
yes,
Jay Bird.
Yes.
You still, but
I wanted to put my hand there to see how long it could do it without before it burned.
That's
me.
Fucking Richard.
And strange.
I'm going to let you process that.
I was not a normal child.
Yeah, no shit.
I think this is all... He loves pushing people's buttons, even. And I think he's trying to show how, weirdly, how fun he is.
He
reads all the cues wrong.
Because he probably thinks, it's ridiculous that I'm a sex tourist, so let's make fun of it.
Yeah.
And they're like, and as he said at the end, he said, I don't think my humor is translating. And then they cut to that rooster and the sound editor put in... Fucking died.
The editing of this show is like it's the best seasons of 90 Day, like around season 3 through like season 5.
What I realize in this, the editing and the music supervision on this show, because it's British, there's camp.
Yeah.
Because that is such a part of that culture.
It is so much more camp.
And they allow us to have that. And I think that's one reason why we enjoy it so much more.
Should we go on to MR?
Yes, and right after this break, we'll talk about MR. You know what? I went halfway through before I had to put on the subtitles. I did pretty good.
I always have to switch them all in with her.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies Great New Underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love
love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, Queens.
We're going to
my hender
of Chicks and Dicks.
That's actually when I had to switch it on when she was talking about
my hen do.
I was like, what the hell?
Her do, her part, a do is a party.
Yeah, the hen party.
That's I had to look up British slang. A do is a party, indeed.
Oh.
But the hen party.
What's that? Nothing is gayer than someone singing about goodbye to my small table.
Our little table.
That's something
our
you
little
would do.
Table. Yeah. It was a metaphor. The table is a metaphor.
Where we ate all of our dinners.
And we can't get into this, Harold Heiberg.
Sorry. Anyway. So, y'all, we're wedding dress shopping. And
again, camp. The music that they use for, they literally go, this, she comes out in this second dress and it goes, da 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 da. And I fucking lost it.
And it looks like, I don't know if you've ever watched the show Kath and Kim, but their friend Sharon, it looks like their friend Sharon, who looks like a big lesbian, is with them.
Yes, I think
it's a man. But I just did a really big whistle into the microphone.
You've been very whistly today.
Great.
I haven't commented on it because I don't want to make you
self-conscious. Well, now I'm self-conscious.
Well,
great.
You did it yourself. I didn't do it.
Thanks. You know, when you say, I didn't want to make you self-conscious, how brave. If you watch Kath and Kim, keep an eye out for Sharon, or Sharon lookalike.
What do we think of these dresses?
They're all awful.
I did not mind the third dress.
The third one was the best. It still looked a little midsummer for me.
It did. I think that's her aesthetic.
What is her aesthetic?
But because she likes... She likes this vintage feel. We talked about her blouse with the high collar.
Vintage or just old?
I think the Victorian look looks good on you if you're either 80 years old and you're this cute little old woman with purple hair.
Yeah.
Or you're 20.
Yeah, I agree.
If you're between the ages of 35 to about 65. Yeah. It just makes you look frumpy, y'all.
Yeah, it just frumps you.
Agree.
The dresses that she tries on.
Let me retract that. Unless you are a librarian.
Then you should definitely do it. It's your brand. And it's not even a Victorian look. It's an old vintage. It's like those Target Prairie dresses that were so popular.
I don't mind it. I actually like something about it, but just it.
The first dress is, she's like, it's a bit too full because y'all, it is, I will say, the Brits have a certain politeness that is different than the American dress. They're like, oh, that's awful.
Yeah, they wouldn't say that.
The second dress is absolutely hideous. With those sleeves, the horns. The third dress, I said it's modest and it fits her well.
Yeah, I said it's
midsummer.
Pretty.
Midsummer, yeah.
Now, everyone kind of is having this realization like, oh, wow, she's getting married. So, and again, this moves so much faster than regular 90 Day. It's so nice.
Yeah, this would have taken half a season.
Yeah, we get to her, this is her hen party, or hen do.
Hen potty.
Hen potty. And so.
Dick pinatas.
The theme is chicks and dicks.
Yeah.
Well played. Well, here's the deal. We would have so much fucking fun with Emma.
I agree.
We wouldn't understand the words she's fucking saying. We would be like, all those OC people are selling the OC.
Yes. Pardon me, Penny. Pardon me.
Polly.
Polly, I'm not understanding you.
Y'all, she speaks perfect. And they just are all OC and they can't fucking understand her. But we would get, I think, just smashed with Emma and
I agree with you.
She'd take it to a gay bar.
Oh, we'd have a great time. So they, again, remember, you guys, they've never met
I had to turn on the captions whenever she said, I don't think Hussein has seen a giant inflatable dick before. That's where I went. Excuse me.
Don't think Hussein has seen a giant dick before.
Y'all, because I really want to do this without captions.
I've seen a giant inflatable dick before.
Couldn't get it.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
And I ask, we haven't had sex. Have they kissed?
I don't know.
I don't think they have.
I don't know. There's, I will, her friends are all, everyone's wearing so much makeup.
I know.
It's, we're going to get to a lot of makeup with
this,
Callum.
I think that's his this
friends.
Specific area of.
Does Callum live close? Because
no, Scotland's friend, way north.
Yeah, that's what I said. That I was making that. Yeah, he doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something's happening over there. I will say UK women, they add a lot more makeup than like in the US. Like you see some people in LA, some people in New York. Some
but
people
if you
Miami.
Go, but if you go to a place like Middle Pennsylvania, that's where they wear a lot of makeup.
That's true as well.
So I'm.
I just feel like it's been kind of, except for Katie, it's almost been like kind of across the board.
Yeah, too
they're
much makeup.
All wearing, they're all contouring. As y'all, Wayne Goss, he's a British makeup artist. He says, "Don't contour your face."
I think it's that in general. If you watch their TV shows and soaps. The women are extremely made up.
It's true.
Yeah.
Speaking of makeup, so, y'all, go to our TikTok and you can see some memes I made of me reacting to Destiny's makeup makeover to her mother on Love After Lockup.
Where y'all, she literally beat her mother's face. She beat her
she
face.
She literally just like pounded. Y'all, we're doing TikTok. We're doing little reaction memes now. We're trying.
We're trying.
We're trying. Basically, Caitlin said she's going to fire us.
Yeah, we need to do it.
We gotta get on it.
So... the wedding is soon. This is later after the hen party.
Yeah, when she said, the wedding's soon, but yet it is when she said, I don't know how to approach. This is such, so I wasn't surprised at what happened next, were you?
Because they've stopped speaking.
They stopped speaking.
Because he texted her and said, she said, she's telling her friend, she's like, he doesn't love me.
They got into a fight and we don't know what about.
No.
Oh, where is it? The paperwork. She's upset that he hasn't had the paperwork finished yet.
And he finally said, I don't love you. I don't want to marry you.
Called
I don't
old.
Even like you. You're old. You're fat. And then to her, to that, she responded, you've got a small cock.
You got. Here's the deal. When she's saying all this and reciting all this, she's saying this as if she's just telling you what the minutes were for the PTA.
Yeah, or what she had for dinner the last couple nights.
This is really fucking hurtful shit.
Yep.
And the way she speaks to it,
she hasn't acknowledged it.
Either this is total fraudacity, and I don't think it is.
It's not.
It's like she doesn't, and I went, this is kind of Emma in general. It's like she's only halfway there, and the feeling part of her is tucked away somewhere.
No, that's
like
exactly what it
cave.
Is.
I'm sorry, I hit your lamp.
You're always flailing. That's why that lamp is always askew.
It's not true.
Just look stop. Straight to just me. Stop flailing.
You've hit your lamp too. You can't even come at me for flailing.
I think I'd if there was a,
your hands
if there was a
me.
Lamp on this side of my couch, I would probably flail more. That's all I've got about. Then she also says that he's got to come to me. But I don't know what is there to come to
but
her
she
about.
She says like if I'm not going to talk to him and he's not going to talk to him. And I like that she's talking to her friend and she's like, you know, and so she's saying it's fine. She's just so unrealistic. And she says, I'm going to think about it and he'll think about it. And it's almost like a standoff of who's going to text who first. But yet they're supposed to get married soon.
We did see footage of her in Turkey.
So, and here's the deal. Because I wrote, I thought he will do it. Question. Does he actually really love her?
No.
Then why would he tell her, I don't love you, I don't want to be around you, you're fat, you're old? Why would he text her this if his goal is just to get to the UK? What, that goes against the game he's playing?
Kind of, but it's all out of anger.
Unless
and he's been holding it back.
Or is it reverse psychology? He's doing that to make her think he's just be saying... Because y'all, you say hurtful things to people when either... It hurts your own ego, which could be that, or you're hurt by them.
I think it's frustration. He's been with her for 6 years.
A long time.
And I think she probably said too many things to him. I guarantee you guys, he holds back. He is a bitchy, superficial queen.
Yeah,
and
he
wants to yell all these things at her every time she's on screen. And he finally did it.
I bet he's going to be like, hey.
No, I think this is, he finally, she went too far in saying, or maybe like called him dumb or slow or something like that. He's like, you know what? You're ugly. You're fat. I don't ever want to be with you. I never liked you. I never loved you.
I could see that. Yeah. I think that might be it.
Yeah. That's where it is
well,
for me.
I just want to meet him.
That ugly like goatee.
Oh, yes. Y'all, let's move on to Sean and Christine.
Oh, this really is the wagon filled with provisions that is on fire going down a hill. But, I'm just waiting.
But at the same time, I'm so invested in
this. Me too. And I hate that I am.
Because Sean is, bless his heart, just pathetic.
He's a loser.
But I love Christine.
I do too. Christine's my favorite person on the show.
She's my favorite person on this show. Well,
I love Katie.
I love Katie and Alejandro. Well, you know
I love Nanny. Give me Nanny Liz.
I was going to say, Nanny Liz is my favorite person on the show.
Long may she reign.
We need more Nanny Liz.
I swear to God.
If we don't see her again.
If she and Katie are not on Gogglebox or any of those shows where they watch television, I'll be very upset.
They should do a pillow talk.
Y'all need to do a campaign to get that bitch on Gogglebox.
If we can get them. John on pillow talk.
That's true.
He's going to be great on that.
Is it official?
I thought it was official. Was it not?
It's only
are people saying it like
Kobe and Emily are official. They've already done theirs, I think. And Carrie and Guillermo have already done theirs.
Maybe they're not doing it. Maybe he'll be on next season.
Maybe. They'd be crazy not to have him. They'd be crazy.
They'd be crazy. Yeah.
Him and the dog. Give me that combo. Teo.
So, y'all, they're Sean saying, having Christine here, it's a dream come true. And basically, all you need to know is she's just kind of there cleaning up the house. She's putting notes everywhere. She's mothering him, and he fucking loves it because that's his game.
He says... he's like, well, the cleaning is really improving. And y'all, she rolls her eyes so hard. They go around and around again.
It is like Looney Tunes, how much she rolls her eyes. And she basically writes notes and says, "If she should have said this. She didn't say it because she should have rhymed it. Because she said, if you want the boom boom, you have to clean up. And I said, you should have said, if you want the boom boom, you got to clean your room. Because he's a child and he'll remember a poem.
I was like, where are you going with this?
Because you know he goes.
And now I get it.
Because he says, okay, if you want the boom boom, what do I have to do?
Yeah. This is the only thing he'll respond to because he is such a child.
Yes.
No nookie nookie if you don't cleany cleany.
Again, he won't remember that it didn't rhyme. But you could have said no nookie nookie and you get no cookie. And now I want a cookie because I've been thinking about Oreo since we talked about it like three podcasts ago.
That really bothered you that I asserted there was no difference of generic Oreos and Oreos. I honestly don't think I've ever thought about it too much.
It's just insulting.
But when I did eat them, they were double stuff, and I had a real problem with how double stuff worked. It was too much for me, much filling.
That's your own fault. I love double stuffed Oreos, but you know you can't start with a double stuffed Oreo.
I think I started with a double stuffed Oreo.
You can't start with a 9-inch dick, y'all.
Yeah, that's no. You need a starter.
You need a start. You start with a regular Oreo. It's like I love a vanilla Oreo. I even enjoy a lemon Oreo. You don't start with a lemon Oreo.
Okay. I wonder if you made homemade Oreos, and would they be better than...
Why would you? What's the point? You know what? Why don't we just make... Why don't you make your own vodka?
They're filling...
Who needs Tito's?
Their filling tastes glycerin-y to me. I don't know. I'm not... this sounds awful. I'm not a fan.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. That may be true.
You're out of your area. Let's move on.
There's much better cookies out there.
We've got to move on. I'm exasperated now.
Okay. So Christine they're cleaning up Christian's room, and she was like, I'm really expecting you to put something on the wall of me. And he's like, I did, but it fell. He's so helpless.
He's helpless.
How did he live in this house by himself?
I don't think he did that well.
Wow.
This is, I don't think they would end up being together if they didn't have a child. But it's as Christine said, she said, what am I going to do? This is my choice. This is my life now.
Yeah. It's almost as if I'm not saying he has some type of disability as an adult, but there are
He has ADHD probably.
It's at least that.
I think he does probably have ADHD.
But there's some type, there is something holding him back from functioning well in normal human society.
Either something, I think something that it's just the way he's, a behavioral thing, or yeah. I don't know if there's trauma.
He's very fearful about life in general. Yeah, there's, and he seems like such a sweet soul.
And I actually think he is. That's where I get moved with this, in that it's that Sean is such a, he is a sweet soul. Like, I don't think where we come for Richard and some of the other people, I don't think there's, he loves Christine so much and is so devoted to her. But y'all, I've said this before, as a great American poet said, baby, sometimes love just ain't enough. You got to have fucking follow through.
Agree. So they,
that was a good song. They meet Sheryl Crow.
Meatloaf. What? Sometimes love just ain't enough, right?
Isn't it Pat Benatar? I just sang it because I said the wrong person. I thought you were going to get upset.
Who did sometimes? I feel like it was Meatloaf. Look it up.
I thought it was Pat Benatar. Look it up. Oh, God. I thought I was right and I was really wrong.
Look it up. Maybe it's a duet.
Hey, Siri, who sings that song, Sometimes Love Just Ain't Enough? Oh, people are going to fucking come for us.
Uh-oh, what is it?
We should know this.
What is it?
Oh, I don't even want to. We might edit this
out
of the
show.
It's Patti Smith.
And who else?
No, it's just Patti. I think she did do a duet with Don Henley once.
That sounds right.
But it's originally Patti Smith.
Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
Well, at least we're announcing it now, so don't fucking come for us. God, I don't think I can have any more.
After the camel toe.
I don't think I can take any more DMs saying, hey, I know you don't know me. You were wrong about this.
Hey, I was listening to your podcast and my 5-year-old child yelled out, Jordans, are they completely stupid, mother?
So yeah, I kind of been beat up last couple days. Take it a little bit if you just nix it. Ixnay on the EM days. So it is, they're meeting with Jimmy, who needs a lip balm so badly.
So I'm here to say if Sean, if he really loves him or not, or if it,
that's pretty good.
If it's really you with a child.
Now, this is interesting. Jimmy says, I've just got to tell you, Sean was really struggling, and now he's all smiley, so thank you for that. Sean steps away, and Jimmy's like, good thing now I can hit you with the real shit.
Hit the real shit. Because he says,
is that baby really Sean?
And Christine thankfully says, that's a fucking shit question. I'm not even in.
You don't get offended. I'm just trying to do that thing by a friend.
And the weirdest thing here is she doesn't even, she's like, I'm not even going to dignify that, but I'll be glad to take a DNA test.
She said, and then when Sean comes back, Sean's like, what's going on? And Jimmy brings it up and Sean says, well, and I love that Christine says, you don't need to explain that to anyone.
Oh, I love her. God, I love her
too.
God, she's my favorite in these kind of like tense couples. Yeah.
I love that expression she said. I thought it was a beautiful way. She said, it really pinched my heart when he said that.
Mm-hmm. It's a translation, I'm sure, for what she thinks.
And whereas Jimmy is a dickhead and said, it was intense.
He sounds like a Dickens character when you do
but
that.
But he kind of talks like
he does. So, y'all, it's date night.
I couldn't relax in this because Sean has no business paying for this.
I kept saying, is his credit card going to get declined?
This was, you know what kind of anxiety this gave me? This gave me anxiety of, like, when you first moved to L.A., and, like, you started hanging out with some people and you didn't know they were people either that were rich or spent beyond their means. And then they took you to, like, fucking Sir or some Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, my God. You're triggering me because I remember it.
Remember we had a friend that would take us to, like, Ashton Kutcher's restaurant at the time, Dolce?
Yes.
It's now a vegan restaurant, which is the most fucking L.A. thing ever. That it was Ashton Kutcher. Now it's vegan. It's Crossroads, I think, right?
Yeah.
We could not afford that place.
No.
We had no business affording.
It was like $100 a person.
It was, and we, like, I remember one time I walked out of the restaurant and I was blinded by cameras flashing because Lindsay Lohan was literally right beside.
Right.
It was that type of restaurant. Y'all, I made $12 an hour at a law office when my rent was $1,500 a month.
And I was working at a gay bookstore and they paid me in underwear.
And poppers.
That's true.
And free condoms.
I know.
Funny, you never really brought those home.
Nah, I kept those in the car.
Yeah.
For emergencies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is the anxiety I got watching this.
No, I agree.
Oh.
That's why I call it that, like, wagon on fire going down a hill.
No, this is when you're about to die on Oregon Trail.
That's...
I don't understand. They're making all these movies of things nostalgia. Why haven't they made a fucking parody of Oregon Trail? I would heartily laugh at that movie.
I think it might be slightly too old for a certain market.
Everyone
I don't know.
Played it in the 80s and even in the 90s.
I agree. I liked it.
Someone needs to make that movie. I think they kind of did like that Daniel Radcliffe show that's kind of a riff off of it.
Yeah, I guess so. It would definitely star Kenan Thompson.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would definitely watch Kenan Thompson in the Oregon Trail movie.
Oregon Trail. Fuck yes.
Yes.
I shouldn't have said it. Oh, I'm not going to make it. Someone steal it. I don't care.
Kenan Thompson, Catherine O'Hara as the mom.
Yes. Honestly, because he does these kind of comedy stuff and he's really funny, I think Chris Hemsworth would be hilarious in it.
He would be.
Yeah.
As the strapping teamster who would take them to Oregon.
Yes. And then, like, Emily Blunt is a British woman who comes over to settle in America.
Oh, she'd be great.
We just wrote this movie.
Steve Carell
is
in it.
Yes.
And who else? And
we need a child star because the child has
two
of them because one has to die.
Oh.
Of a diphtheria. It's always diphtheria.
That's tough.
Is there another Fanning we don't know about?
Yo, who do you want to see in the Oregon Trail movie?
Or another one of, does Tia or Tamara have one of those younger sisters?
There's got to be.
There's got to be one of those. Or an Olsen running around.
There's a lot of Culkin kids for a while.
Yeah.
I think they're too old now.
Probably too
Maybe
old.
The kids have kids.
They need to make this movie.
We have to move on. So anyway, basically, we find out that Sean, she says this really British, really beautiful thing. And she says, she's like, I need to tell you, starts crying. I feel guilty because you had nothing and you gave me all the money you had. And I now see, it's such a weird thing to say, I realized you had nothing.
You had nothing.
You didn't pay for, and it's interesting, you guys, that a lot of times in Night at Fiancé, the other partner who is sacrificed for doesn't have this realization. And it's kind of like, instead of a Caesar and Maria kind of thing where they're like, so what? You gave me all your money.
And Fisa never realized that George had nothing.
Yeah.
That's different.
And she was very upset about it.
He promised her everything.
But that's her ethics.
Yeah.
But for her, Christina's thinking, and then I realized you never bought yourself anything.
You never told me.
I guarantee you George bought himself all kinds of stuff.
Oh, that's true.
So
she starts crying.
Oh.
This was really moving.
Also, we find out that she says that once we pay off all my credit cards, it's time to spoil you. And you're thinking, he doesn't have anything.
You don't know that he stepped down from his job as a manager.
Yeah.
So if he's cleaning, he's like doing some type of like janitorial cleaning. He's not making any money.
There's going to be a lot of tears for this couple. I think they might wind up making it.
I think she might have to go back until he gets his shit together, though.
Yeah, I agree. And I think he's going to go to pieces. Oh, like, yeah. I worry about his mental state.
I worry about him. If it wasn't for a son, that's all
like he harming himself.
Yeah, harming himself.
I agree.
Suicidal.
I agree. New couple alert! Whoop, 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 whoop.
Why waste your time? You know you're gonna be mine.
It's Callum from Perth, Scotland.
Callum.
And Marvin name. From the Seychelles, same place that Ash is from.
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
And this is their, he's 28.
He's 28. Marvin is, I don't know, remember how old
I
Marvin
do not know.
We barely see him in this, y'all. I think we're going to barely see him, period.
Everything.
But they are together, though, right? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Next week we see that he comes and arrives.
There's something about, let me, I have lots of questions because unlike everyone else, except for Hossein, we haven't seen cameras with them in the places, like the Seychelles. We have not seen, we did not get, for a lot of these couples, for most of these couples.
On this season, though, of 90 Day UK, I'm pretty sure we saw them together.
But I'm drawing a distinction between certain couples who we saw the cameras go to, like both the Filipino couples,
both
that went there. We saw cameras in Alejandro's house. We
saw
hosts, and we saw all of that. The two we haven't seen yet are Hossein and Marvin. Maybe we will. But a lot of times it happened in the same episode.
I mean, they did film this during COVID.
Right.
So it could have been difficult in some places.
Maybe.
But still, do you think they would at least have them film something on their fucking phone and email it?
The only time we saw Marvin was at the very end and he said two sentences.
Yes.
So
I think the reason we didn't see them, because Callum is a fucking mess.
He is. Poor thing.
She is. Y'all.
She does drag, by the way. There was if you go to her Instagram.
I didn't have to.
You didn't have to.
I already knew. If you're wearing that much highlighter during the day.
Yeah, you do drag.
That long, you do drag.
It's not that I have a problem with hair that's long for men. I think it needs to be styled in a way that works best for men. That doesn't just look like, I'm going to get myself in trouble with saying this, I'm sure. It doesn't look like it's put together well, and it looks like, I'm trying not to say it's just a feminine style, because I don't mean that.
No, because mainly it's just up at a top knot most of the time. Actually, I don't think it's the hairstyle. He dyes his hair like dark.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
I don't love that style. I wish his hair was a little bit more. I don't think it does a lot for his. Because he's a nice looking guy.
Yeah, he's from Perth, Scotland. He loves to go to the gay bars. He lives with his mom, Caroline.
There's literally a title card, y'all, where he's just putting his finger over his mouth with a kissy face and putting his butt out.
He is extremely gay.
You know what?
And good for him.
So are we.
And
we actually, kudos to how extremely gay they make, like with showing him in the drag bar. I love that they're...
Oh, Scotland is very gay. Pat Robertson once called it a dark land of homosexuals.
Well, there you go.
Sign me up!
I'm happily... fuck me at the French Fest.
Oh, I've only been to Edinburgh really quick, and I've never been anywhere else in Scotland, and I desperately want to go.
Yeah, I would like to go. I need to go see.
Just when it's nice.
Yeah.
You going to say you need to go see the motherland?
No, I was going to say there is a Mar Castle over there.
It's like ruins now. It's not anything. But are, what is it? Your sigil and all that?
Sigil,
and,
yeah.
And plaid, all that. We got all
sigil.
That. Sigil. That's what I said, sigil.
I thought you said sigil.
Oh, maybe I did sigil?
Sigil.
But no, we have a plaid and all that.
Oh, we have that in my, one of my mom's side of the families.
I mean, it's not that special, but most people have it, but yeah. Anyway.
I think it's called a tartan.
It is. It is called a tartan. Now a tart.
This show is so stupid.
We're stupid. We're stupid.
So
his mom, y'all.
Good thing she has a gay
this
son.
This is a mother of a gay, because she is fucking put together.
Yeah.
She looks fucking flawless in every single episode.
Yeah.
Her hair is on point. Her outfits, they fit her amazing. She's got all these beautiful blouses, and their house is fucking swank.
It's nice. And he looks like he comes from a loving home. And he's basically Callum did this. He's like, I'm really picky. And I swiped left on everyone in my town and ran out. So I moved to it. That is the ultimate gay thing to do.
The ultimate gay.
Trust me.
Trust. You've swiped everyone you could see.
I'm like, now I got to go 20 miles out.
And now, I'm surprised you've never gone to international dating, actually.
It's too hard for me.
But what if someone was visiting? Or do you not want to fall in love with someone internationally? I feel like you being in a long-term relationship with someone who lives in another country could be actually quite compatible for you.
They need to be here for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Because otherwise they're out of sight, out of mind for me.
But what if they were in America 6 months out of the year and then 6 months back in wherever?
That's great. But that doesn't happen as much as you'd think.
But they just couldn't sleep with anyone else while they were away, right?
We'd have a problem with that.
Okay.
No, I could. They could do whatever they wanted. But we'd have to negotiate.
So they could go home and sleep with anybody they wanted to.
I'd have to approve a list. No one better looking than me, though. As long as I could have approval.
We should do someone here. I think that's probably the better. I think Big Brother needs to watch a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm fine if I, you know what I would prefer? If they had money.
Okay.
And they were over there and they could fly here whenever they like to.
Okay.
Or fly me over there.
Okay.
That's it. Money is the what would happen.
Okay.
Is there an international gay site for men who have money who want to meet people halfway across the world but they don't want to live with?
I think there probably is, actually. Yeah.
So if you can find me that, and also they don't mind that I'm over 30.
Well, you might have to find someone that's a vice president of a bank in Dubai. He might have to be a little older.
Okay. The next thing I would ask, are there health problems? Because
we're getting into an area, and some of this could be used to get
you in
an
international court of law. I'm going to need to see a full health mock-up.
And I don't want you getting thrown into a prison. So we're going to keep going.
So they are, he went in international, and he swiped on Marvin. He was so hot. He was out of my league. And Marvin swiped back. And they've known each other for a year. They've been boyfriends for 2 months.
Let's not gloss over that. They've known each other for a year. They've only been boyfriends
for 2 months.
For 2 months. So they have never met.
What were the other 10? What were the 10 months leading up to that?
I think just probably, it's a gay relationship. Some gay relationships, they took a long time to finally make the commitment. But now that they've made the commitment, they're off and running.
Let's go to U-Haul.
Caroline says, I personally think this is moving too fast.
Not every Scots person goes that far.
It sounds like you're there, y'all. I just want to recreate that thick of a brogue. That's just what I have. And she says they're moving too fast, and Callum looks at her and says, it's not like your day where we had to send pigeons. And she kind of needles him. They're funny together. I would watch them on Pillow Talk.
Me too.
They'd be very funny. He even says, and she says something, and she says, or
Callum's talking about something. I forgot what he said. And he goes, damn straight. And she goes, damn straight.
Damn gay.
Damn gay.
Now.
They're funny.
What?
That's some reality gay joke.
It is. They're having a pajama party with Allison and Stacy. And the friends basically say, how do you know he's not catfishing you? Basically.
Yeah.
And
Callum says, I FaceTimed him and I know it's him. We've talked on FaceTime a lot. And he says,
we have to get married here because gay marriage is not legal there.
Well, he said he brought it up. He said, I wasn't even really into marriage, but he brought it up. It's harder to be gay there because it's not even been legal to be gay since 2016.
Now, doesn't that seem suspect?
Yes.
Yeah. The fact that he brought up marriage.
And the fact that his ex was also from Hungary.
Yeah. Where gay marriage is probably legal.
Yes.
Yeah. So
as his friend said, all of his ex-boyfriends are from the EU. And she said, doesn't that give you a red flag if that's what he wants, to come to Europe?
And he did say he has dated there, but it didn't work out because you have to be kind of secretive about. And then he did say, but when he was in, he kind of alluded to when he was in Hungary, it was great because he could be himself.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing feels shady. We just don't know enough.
Well, and Callum says, he said, that could be true. But Callum says, I don't think he's faking it because who could fake it for that long? And I wanted to say, see Eva Mohammed.
Yeah, or Hussein for 6 years.
Yes. Callum, someone who wants to come to another fucking country where they're scared about being gay can fake it for a long time.
Yeah.
That's Poodle's problem. He can't fake it long enough.
Can't. I knew that.
His ass starts always, and you end up getting fucked by their butler, and they catch you, and then you're kicked out. Y'all, that's happened twice.
Those butlers can fuck, I gotta tell you. So, anyway, he meets up with Becky next, his friend, Scottish Becky.
All right. Becky with the good hair.
Hit it with the makeup.
Becky with the good hair. But with the bad makeup. This woman looks like a young Sarah Brightman.
She's going to the club, it looks like.
But I mean, Sarah Brightman, who's about to go on stage in theater makeup in the West End.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And the thing is, she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah, she's
gorgeous.
She's heavy with the makeup brush.
But dial it back.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. Becky basically says, on paper, it sounds like a recipe for disaster. And then he brings up, well, he has mentioned engagement. So it was Marvin who brought up engagement.
Yes. And I wrote, no. And
after 2 months being
after
together.
And Becky said, that's a bit full on.
And
she even says, this seems more insidious than I thought. Does it not to you? And he's like, no.
And Marvin has told him, he wants to get married and clearly says as soon as possible.
Where Callum says, I want to get married, but, you know, it'll happen in the future. And that's where he talks about, I never had thoughts of marriage, but he just kept bringing it up. And I thought, well, this could be an option.
And weirdly, we see him video calling Marvin next. He's like, hello, beautiful, which is nice. And he's like, Marvin treats me like a princess.
And there we are. This is some fucking Disney fantasy to you.
Y'all, you gotta be really careful you can't date a Disney gay. They're never going to be realistic about anything.
Well, you can date a Disney gay if you're a
Disney. If you're a Disney gay.
If you're
work
both
together.
Disney gays, match made in heaven.
I agree with that. Yeah, thank you.
I'm gonna say this. This goes for straight couples too. No couple is happier, I think, than Disney couples. They get married at Disney. They take their children to their birthdays. There's always a North Star for that couple.
I don't approve of it. I'll just say that now. First of all, don't fucking come at me about your marriage at Disney was great.
I'm fine with it. I love a good little Disney purse or a little sweater with Mickey on it.
I just think that realism is out the window. And marriage takes a lot of realism.
It does.
That's me.
But I will say, I think they're the happiest. I'm just going to say that. Anyway, Callum says he's talking to his mom, Carolina. He again looks in another beautiful blouse, and he said, there's a chance he might propose, mother.
Now, question. He keeps saying there's a chance he might propose. Why doesn't Callum propose?
Oh, because he feels...
Like the woman?
I think Callum is gendering this a bit.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. In a way, this is all a little ridiculous. Because if he's so worried, can't wait till my boyfriend proposes to me.
This is all their playing house.
Yeah.
That's all this is to me.
But it's ridiculous how they're talking about being oppressed because they are gay and the same gender construct that they're talking about. And he's playing into it.
Well, a lot of people do that at first because they're so... can be so entrenched in the...
Yeah.
That dominant
he's
narrative.
He's 28, though.
I know. Oh, he's 28?
Yeah.
I thought he was younger. He should be... I thought he was, like, 24. He's 28?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like by 28, you should know better.
It just feels... And it also feels super passive and not active in your own life.
No, I agree.
Because if you want it, go get it. And it's...
I have to say it, but I don't want to. I'll just say it quickly. Maybe you won't hear it.
He's old enough to know better.
But still too young to care. So, and mom's like, don't you think you should get to know each other and don't rush into anything? And he's like, maybe he's after something else. A visa? And mom says it in such an interesting way. I think Callum's thinking is way too magical here. I'm quite worried he's going to get his heart broken.
I think he is. Yeah. Or he's going to get married or he'll get married. Because he's talking, I don't know if we said this. He's talking about when he comes over, like y'all, now. He's going to propose to him and they'll get married now.
Yes, but I think he has...
I don't think we specified
But Marvin
that.
Has like, to propose to him first.
Yes, but I don't think we specified. Callum says they can get married now the first time he sees him.
Right.
Because basically it sounds like Marvin doesn't have anything to lose and no one to really leave behind.
That's what concerns me. Yeah. Yeah.
I think you're going to get your heart broken, Callum.
All right,
everybody.
What do you think, Nissy?
Y'all, that's the show.
And Nessie officiates their ceremony.
Y'all,
I now pronounce ye husband and husband.
This show was
if ye get the Nyrol, then I'll take the laurel. And I'll
take
be in
your
Scotland
dick in the morning. This our podcast was actually longer than the episode on television.
We went off the rails a lot, though.
Sorry, y'all.
These
shows are long for this because this... It's just a fascinating show for it's just we get to see a different world and also it's just so fucking well done, y'all. Again,
and I think we talked about the Oregon Trail movie for 5 minutes.
I still stand by that, and I guarantee you someone's gonna make it, and we should get 10%.
I agree.
If Tiffany Haddish is in it,
if
I'm writing
someone
letters.
Makes that, if someone we need to see who owns the trademark and WGA that right away.
I bet I know someone has.
Someone's done it.
You know what? Y'all, you think you have a unique idea? You don't. It's been thought of before.
Wow. Way to tamp down everyone's creativity.
Sorry. But, well, no. Everyone has the idea, but only 10% of people have the follow through.
Amen.
All right, y'all. That's the episode. Again, if you're not watching Discovery Plus, it's kind of worth it.
It's really good.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. But we call these people lasses and lassies, because poodles, aren't we all messy? Aren't we all just dads and lassies looking for our love in all the wrong shires?
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale?
That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.